DNA is known as the gold standard of physical evidence in court, but it's not perfect. Officials in Texas have discovered that their crime labs might have miscalculated the probability of DNA matches on thousands of cases going back years. It's a major headache, and as NPR's Martin Costi reports, some experts say it shows how the justice system sometimes trusts DNA too much.
When you're analyzing DNA, you have to keep things nice and clean. The labs have to be modern, roomy, and secure. You see, it's easy to match DNA when you're looking at a liquid blood sample or a cheek swab because you know you're dealing with material from just one person. But when the sample comes off a light switch or a doorknob or a gun, then you're dealing with DNA fragments from who knows how many people, all blenderized together. It's as if somebody took a bunch of Social Security numbers, jumbled them up, and now you have to figure out which digits belong to which person. Incredibly, they often can sort this out. The techniques to do it just keep getting better. But that's also the problem. Different labs are using different approaches, and that means results can vary. One lab might find a match, while another lab might call that same sample inconclusive. Over the summer, Texas officials realized that their crime labs were using an outdated protocol for calculating probabilities on DNA mixtures. This may have affected thousands of cases going back to 1999. Jack Rohde is the district attorney in Galveston.
We have to go back and identify which of those cases involved DNA mixtures where the lab may have given incorrect results.